The Senate has concluded a 2.5-week debate on prescription drugs without passing a promised Medicare drug benefit. But backers of the bill that did pass say it will help bring down the spiraling cost of medicines for everyone. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
The bill that passed the Senate by a bipartisan vote of 78 to 21 would make it easier for generic drugs to get to market by limiting delays that brand name drug makers can impose. The bill passed over the objection to the brand name drug industry, a rarity on Capitol Hill. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer, one of its sponsors, said if it becomes law, it could have a major impact.
This bill achieves the goal of reducing cost, and reducing it very significantly, a $60 billion reduction over the next decade to our citizenry.
But the generic drug measure was not without its detractors, including Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum. He said that by tilting the balance in favor of generic drugs, the bill could end up depriving brand name companies of profits they use to develop new medications.
We're sacrificing, yes, a great vote today to say, folks, we're going to provide you cheaper drugs. But long term, we're providing you less cures and a lower quality of life.
Over the course of 13 days of debate, the Senate added several amendments to the generics bill. One, sponsored by North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan, sought to make it easier for individuals and wholesalers to bring drugs back from Canada, where price controls and the exchange rate make drugs much cheaper. But senators worried that easing the current import ban could open the borders to counterfeit or expired medicines added a catch. The provision can't take effect unless the Secretary of Health and Human Services certifies that it will save money and that it won't threaten the safety of the drug supply. Dorgan says that because the provision only applies to Canada, that shouldn't be a problem.
There isn't a secretary in the world, in my judgment, that could fail to say that this is safe for the American consumer to allow pharmacists and distributors to access the identical prescription drug, bring it back to this country, and pass the savings along to the consumers.
But while the bill that passed could reduce drug prices for all Americans, most of the focus has been on what the Senate couldn't do, agree on a Medicare drug benefit. Yesterday, Florida Democrat Bob Graham and Oregon Republican Gordon Smith made one last-ditch effort to find the 60 votes needed under Senate budget rules. Smith said the plan, which provided broad coverage only to those with very low incomes or very high drug costs, wasn't perfect, but it was a good first step.
We have produced a plan that is affordable by seniors, and it is affordable by the United States government, and it's a plan at a minimum that we ought to do.
But in the end, it fell 11 votes short, failing to attract even the votes of moderates like Maine Republican Olympia Snow. Snow, part of a bipartisan group that spent a year on a proposal that also failed last week, said this latest attempt undermined the very principles Medicare was founded on 37 years ago this week.
We never contemplated or considered during the course of this last year that we would abandon universal coverage and resorting to a means-tested program that is now before the Senate.
In the end, two issues divided Democrats and Republicans. One was money. Democrats wanted to spend more. But the bigger obstacle was philosophical. Democrats said Republicans refused to add a drug benefit to Medicare unless they could also start to privatize the program. And Republicans, including Santorum of Pennsylvania, said Democrats were equally stubborn.
They have never compromised on having the federal government completely not just run the Medicare system and the Medicaid system. I would argue they want to run the whole health care system.
Some senators are insisting the debate is not yet over. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley says that senators may look at the issue differently in September after facing voters during the coming August recess.
There's going to be a real feeling that we have let down the seniors of America by the process we've been through, and a great deal of pressure during that period of time to get something done.
Congress has very little time when it returns and a very busy schedule. But lawmakers are expected to consider other Medicare issues, which could push the politically potent prescription drug issue back onto the agenda. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.